Welcome to the Jaguar Podcast, a show where we discuss all things related to Duval County's finest NFL football team, the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Blue 42, set, play!
Duval, baby!
Yo, yo, what's up, everybody? It's Andrew, and welcome to today's episode of the Jaguar Podcast. We'll be discussing the breaking news of the Jags hiring a new GM, new offensive coordinator, and new defensive coordinator. But before we jump in, as always, hit that red subscribe button if you want to show your support for the channel, and hit that bell icon if you want updates on the latest content. Okay, so getting into it, a lot of activity today. With the Jaguars, they hired interim GM Trent Baalke as the official Jaguars GM, and then we made a couple hires at offensive coordinator and defensive coordinator. We hired former Lions interim head coach Daryl Bevel, and then former defensive line coach Joe Cullen. He was a coach at the Ravens and also a coach with the Jaguars, I believe during 2010 through 2012 with Jack Del Rio. So I'll be getting into that. I want to start off with, you know, Trent Baalke and kind of my thoughts on this hire. I don't like it. I don't know why we didn't just wait and kind of consider more options. I mean, there's so many GM candidates out there to choose from. You know, there's Mike Borgonzi from Kansas City. There is Joe Hortiz from the Baltimore Ravens, head of player personnel. There was Rick Smith from, you know, former Texans GM. I feel like there were so many candidates that we could have chosen from, and we just didn't do that. We just went with the guy who was the interim GM after Dave Caldwell was fired. And I just don't understand that move by Shad Khan. I mean, it just doesn't even seem like it's really an upgrade from what we had previously with Dave Caldwell. And I'll tell you why, because, you know, Trent Baalke's record, his draft record is not good. Not many of those players that he drafted are still in the league. You know, he did have a decent winning record with the 49ers. During his six-year tenure there, I think he was like 51 and 44. Had a couple of playoff appearances and also a Super Bowl appearance, which is good. But really my concern is his draft record. And since we have the number one pick and also the 25th pick in the first round and a bunch of draft capital to work with, my concern is that he totally screws this up for us. And it's got me worried. And I think the big question here is how much power is Trent going to share with Urban? Is Trent going to be making all the player personnel decisions, or is Urban Meyer? I think that's the big question mark. And that's going to be really the key factor in making this relationship successful. And if it isn't, and Trent Baalke has all the power, it could turn into another situation. Like, for an example, in Washington here, I live in Virginia, the former head coach of the Washington football team was Steve Spurrier, and then the GM was Vinny Serrato, and that was just a total disaster. And, you know, Steve Spurrier wasn't even allowed to draft any of the players his first year. I mean, he essentially said in an interview that he didn't even draft the team his first year, and then he ended up leaving after the second year. And it was just a total disaster, and I fear that happening in Jacksonville. So, yeah, that's a big concern. But, again, I don't really understand what the vision is for this team. Do they want to build an organization for the future? Is Baalke that guy, or is he just here temporarily? A ton of choices to work with, but instead we go with this guy. I'm trying to figure out where Shad's head is at. I just don't get it. It's just, there's a lot of question marks with this decision, but hopefully it works out. But want to jump into the next hiring, that being at offensive coordinator, Daryl Bevel, offensive coordinator and interim head coach for the Detroit Lions. Not a very good record there, 5-11. This kind of reminds me of the Jay Gruden hiring. I don't think this is much of an upgrade either. Again, is Urban going to be calling the plays? Is this guy just there for, you know, looks or whatever, just for more of an administrative role? I don't know. I don't understand it. I felt like we could have maybe, you know, done a little bit better with this personnel decision. But, yeah, he'll be our offensive coordinator. I don't know too much else about him other than, you know, his time at the Detroit Lions. What concerns me again is if we draft Trevor Lawrence, do we want this guy mentoring a young quarterback? It could be disastrous. I don't think Jay Gruden did a good job when he was here. Another situation or another concern could be the quarterback's coach. Who's that going to be? We had Ben McAdoo, last season. He didn't do a very good job, and, you know, I don't think he'll be back. So how do I feel about the offensive coordinator hiring? Not very good. Kind of lukewarm. Not really much to write home about, to be honest. Then we jump into the defensive coordinator hiring. That is Joe Cullen from, he was coaching defensive line over at the Ravens. And then he used to be actually coaching for Jacksonville, like I said, during 2010 to 2012, during the Jack Del Rio era, rather. And people say he did a pretty good job when he was in Baltimore. The defense, I don't believe, ever fell pretty much under ninth in the league. So that's pretty good. We definitely need some upgrades there in terms of coaching and performance. Todd Wash has been just an utter disaster. And I think Joe Cullen could do a good job. The question is really in my mind, how much of a role did he play in Baltimore's defense really being successful? That's really my only really concern about him, but I think he did a good job when he was in Baltimore, and he also did a very good job when he was with Del Rio. So I think that'll be a good choice, but really the GM and the offensive coordinator choices were not good in my opinion. So that's concerning, and very concerning because we have all this draft capital. We have Trevor Lawrence. We have the 25th pick. You know, we have a ton of picks in the, you know, second and third rounds, and I'll go into more of that in later episodes where I'll do a couple of mock drafts, but really concerned about having Trent Baalke as our GM because I just think it's just not much of an upgrade. But let me know how you feel about this situation. Leave me a comment on the YouTube video or podcast episode. Subscribe to the channel, as always. Show your boy some love. Stop by Apple Podcasts. Leave me a review. It always helps me when I put these episodes together to get some good feedback. So please do that. And if you do, shoot me a DM on Twitter. I will send you a complimentary Jaguar Podcast official t-shirt or face cover of your choice. Just let me know what you want. Send me your address and I'll send it your way. Stay safe, stay sane, stay healthy. Go Jags, and I'll see you next time. Let me get that JYD coming up with the big sack. Quarterbacks be where we on the prowl. Game day night, you could hear it in our growl. Intimidation only keep their hearts racing. Eating other teams live on TV front of the nation. Spectacular defensive scheme. This episode is available on the Jaguar Podcast YouTube channel. So if you stop by, make sure to subscribe and give this video a like. Also, these episodes are available on iTunes, Podbean, Spotify, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and other major podcast distributors as well. So if you don't mind, please leave me a review and some feedback. I'd really appreciate that. If you'd like to connect with me on social media, my Twitter handle is @JaguarPodcast. I'm also on Facebook and Instagram. This is Andrew signing off. Cheers.